If anyone can hear me, no need to be alarmed. My name is Alex Danny, and I'm not in any harm. I do these weekly broadcasts, hoping that they ease your strife. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. I shipwrecked on this island so many years ago. It's filled with talking animals, and now I call it home. I'll wait on being rescued while the world gets back in stride. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life.
Welcome to Island Life with Alex Denny. It's my emergency broadcast from an island of talking animals where I've been shipwrecked for a number of years. And it's a beautiful summer day. I've been reflecting a bit. Hello, anybody who might be listening out there. I'm having a good day. I'm sitting back. Last broadcast, I realized, thanks to my friend Iggy the Iguana, that I've been on the island for 8 years now, and I hadn't even realized it at the time. And so it's got me a little bit nostalgic looking back through my suitcase that I had with me when I was shipwrecked here. For anyone who may not know, I tried to sail myself from Hawaii to California, Los Angeles, Hollywood, trying to be a big star, and should have flown like a normal person, not a person who's never sailed a ship before. That's what I did, and this is where it landed me. And that's the way life goes sometimes, you know? We look back. I mean, obviously, I've got my ukulele that came out of there. So many things, so many worn things. Before I go too far down that road, though, let me introduce my good friend who's here with me. This is Dr. Expialidocious the Millipede. Doctor, how are you doing today?
Why, hello there, Alex. I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much. It's good to be back. I've been tucked away in a little hole, researching a lot, working on a new thesis. So it's nice to talk to people again.
Oh, well, lovely. Tell me, what's the thesis you're working on?
Well, as you know, in the Millipede University, we have to research constantly, publish or perish. That's what they say. So I've been working on a paper that's mainly about trying to get out. Mm-hmm. Expand your horizons, move, you know, just, it's called packing your suitcase. Oh. Like, what do you put in to leave and go somewhere else?
So this is a literal suitcase we're talking about?
No. It'd be more of a metaphysical suitcase, a metaphorical suitcase, in their suitcase. Well, you know, you put your feelings, you accept things, you have to know who you are before you move on to be someone else.
Okay. And also, I guess it's very important what not to bring with you.
Well said.
In your suitcase as well.
Because if you bring too much, it's too heavy.
Exactly. It reminds me, when I was a little boy, I was visiting some friends in Colorado. Not some friends, but some family. And we went hiking. And not only hiking, but like almost some light mountain climbing.
Oh.
I was probably 8 or 9 years old. And I decided to pack myself a bag of everything that I would need on this trip.
Sure.
And so I, of course, brought some books. I brought
multiple books.
Yeah, I might have brought multiple books.
Did you do a lot of reading?
Look, I was a big reader as a kid.
Very good.
I brought, I had this, I think I got it while I was there visiting Colorado, but this like rubber band gun. Little mini rubber band rifle or whatever.
Yes.
But you never know if you're going to run into some bears or something and you need to shoot them.
Now, being a millipede, I don't have a lot of experience with bears. Are they afraid of rubber bands?
You know, I have a feeling a rubber band gun, had we encountered a bear and had I tried to shoot at one of them, it would have only annoyed them. In fact, having gotten to know some bears on the island, I can confirm that is the case.
I see.
And I don't remember everything I brought, but I do remember like climbing this rather steep hill covered in like loose rock and stuff, and carrying this heavy bag that I did not need to be carrying. And I think it's a perfect metaphor. Yeah, by the time we got up to the top and they, you know, I'd been crying and being like, I can't do it. I did finally make it. But then at the top, they're like, why did you bring all this stuff with you, Alex? And I learned a valuable lesson today. And I think that's talking about a literal bag or a suitcase.
No, it fits.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the adults who would look at the small child and say, why would you make this decision? Because you're 8.
Well,
you didn't know any better.
And perhaps the adults should have
done something about it.
Yeah.
Volunteered to carry it, maybe.
But I guess
I'm not here to parent. I'm not here to tell anyone how to parent.
I had to carry my own suitcase up the hill.
But you learned a lesson.
And I did. And I carry a literal scar from that day. I tripped and fell on a log on my leg, and so I have a permanent scar on my leg right here. You can see.
Oh my!
A little from like a knot on a log that just went boop into my leg.
Ah,
so I'll always remember that day where I had too heavy of a bag or a suitcase.
Ah, yes. Well, I hope you didn't accidentally step on any millipedes.
I hope not, too.
We are easy to step on. That is one of the faults of being a millipede.
Well, a fault, would you call it a fault? I feel like that's not your fault.
A trait?
For sure.
A trait, and a bad one.
So I guess to say that if anyone's out there, I hope you're not carrying too heavy a suitcase right now.
Literally or metaphorically.
Exactly. You know, you want to keep it under 50 pounds because otherwise you might hurt yourself. And that could go literally or metaphysically. Is anybody out there, by the way, listening to our broadcast today?
Hello?
Hello, we got somebody.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Alex Denny. I'm on an island of talking animals. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Alex. This is Paul Hungerford.
Nice to meet you, Paul Hungerford.
Oh, my.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Oh, forgive me. I'm Dr. Expialidocious the Millipede. Welcome.
I'm so sorry. I thought I was on hold for Amazon. Is it?
Oh, no.
No?
No, 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 no. No.
Sorry to interrupt your...
No, it's...
How long have you been on hold?
About 45 minutes.
Ooh. That sounds about right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you've definitely reached kind of a Amazonian jungle style location, but we are not. No, we're not Amazon.
So this is a different department.
We are... No, in no way associated with Jeff Bezos.
Amazon doesn't even deliver out here.
Really?
No. That would be real useful. Like if
that'd
they
be great.
See, Paul, I'm shipwrecked on this island of talking animals.
Oh my God! Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I've got great friends like the doctor here, to keep me company. But yes, there are no other humans here on this island, and I have not been able to find anyone who can rescue me. And of course, ever since the pandemic going on around the world, I have put a hold on reaching out for rescue. I feel like that's the responsible thing to do. I'm staying put here on the island for now.
That sounds fantastic.
It's a lovely place.
Really?
Yeah. Where are you located, Paul?
I'm out in Los Angeles. I feel like I'm on an island because of everything that's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. But it's LA, so you get what you get and you don't get upset.
I'm sorry, what is going on in the world? I've been in a hole for months.
Oh, it's, you know, not too, it's kind of the state of affairs is kind of intense because there's a lot of political animosity going on. There's also this disease that has kind of sent everyone into a frenzy. But you know what? Hey, you know, we're doing our best because we're humans and we adapt and we keep going. But
you know how we had the island fever outbreak a little while ago and everybody had to shelter in place. I haven't seen you since we were in the middle of that. Mm. I didn't even see you then because you were coming in over the yellowphone. Sorry, Paul, the yellowphone is a system of cans and strings that we all use to communicate with each other while we were all in lockdown.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes complete sense of how I ended up here instead of Amazon. I mean, that's how it feels. Like, I can't get through to anybody right now. It feels like strings and cans at this point. I'm just trying to get an order squared away here. I don't know if you were accidentally delivered anything. I'm still missing a small travel pack.
Sometimes stuff does wash up
oh.
on the island. So, I mean, it's always certainly possible. In fact, often when I call people, we often seem to have gotten each other's packages or things like that.
Can you check and see if you got anything? I mean, I don't care if you opened it at this point.
Sure, sure.
I just want to find out where it is. It's like a turquoise overnight bag.
I'll walk out of my hut here. Doctor, you want to hop on
Absolutely.
My shoulder there? No,
of course. And, yep.
And and look who
Ding
is here.
Dong.
Hello, Sadie.
Hello.
So, Paul, my friend Sadie, the three-toed sloth, has just showed up at the front door as we were getting ready to step out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't interrupt anything.
No, you're fine. I've got my radio in one hand. I've got the doctor perched up on my shoulder, and then Sadie right here. Sadie, what brings you to our door today?
I have this package.
What? Oh, what a coincidence. We were just going outside to see if anything had washed up.
Excellent.
Yes, it's very... It's very, very strange. It looks like it's supposed to be going to Los Angeles.
Oh my!
What is happening?
Paul, we may be able to help you out here.
All right.
Okay, Sadie, would you like to step inside and we'll open this package up?
Well.
Thank you.
What's that, Paul?
No, go right ahead. I mean, go ahead and open it up.
Sorry. Actually, what am I saying? Yeah, we're talking. Hey. What did you say your last name was?
Hungerford. 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 It's cool. You know, it's a long last name there, but you know.
Like on the package.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Hey, this is fantastic.
This happens more often than you'd believe.
Really?
And
you're like crosswinds over there. You've got like a crosswinds kind of like, you know, people could you know, things show up there. And
I don't know if it's magic or what. I didn't believe in magic before I came to the island, but definitely a lot of stuff here on the island has changed the way I think about that.
And talking. So something's got to be going right.
Well, talking animals. Exactly. Obviously, that was the first hint.
Alex, Amazon should be paying you. You're intercepting so many packages.
Perhaps. Well, hey, look, I mean, if Amazon wants to sponsor the show, this show, Paul, this is my broadcast, but this does actually go out as a podcast as well.
That's not under any, like, after a union affiliates.
No.
I don't think so, but I'll admit I'm not.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Personally caught up on, like, the contractual things. Uh-huh. Once again, I've been shipwrecked on this island for the last 8 years.
Happen to know the SAG-AFTRA rules, and you're good. You're good. You're okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
I'm only familiar with the way that, with local island
that
union.
That makes sense. Well, good for you for getting involved locally.
Local union.
Yeah. We do. So you can put that package down. I was moving to California to be an actor, and so I got here on the island. Just because I'm shipwrecked here doesn't mean I can't stretch my acting muscles out here. So we have theater, we have improv.
Wow.
That's
fantastic. Do you
Alex is a wonderful actor.
Thank you, Zadie.
I'm curious, what productions have you been working on?
Oh, let's see. Most recently, we've been working on a production of Catcher in the Rye.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Yes, Alex played the Rye.
Did he?
He did.
Yes. Yep. I just, because I'm pretty good at catching.
Oh.
So.
I thought you were going to say you were half Jewish.
I'm not actually.
Oh, it's too bad.
I think you're probably right, you know? I guess there's nothing else I can say about that. I'm just not half Jewish.
It's nothing there. That's where I thought we're going to go with that line. That's all.
Nope. So that's what I've been working on. We're
Your rye was spectacular.
There you go. You. Wow. Sadie, did you see the show or were you involved?
I was involved.
Oh.
I was backstage crew.
Oh, wow.
I did get fired, however.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just didn't move fast enough. Sometimes you have to move fast.
Because, you know, backstage can be very hectic and that's where we're going to find the right, you know, the right place for you, Sadie, because you're very talented. I mean, you have a great attention to detail.
Thank you.
That's great.
And patience. You have a lot of patience.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is very important with dealing with actors. Mm. I know. So,
do you have a lot of work over there, Doctor? Speaking of patience.
Well, I am. I am the chair of philosophy at the Millipede University, so I'm quite busy.
There's a university on the island.
Yes, Millipede University. Yes, I founded it. I'm the sole professor, but it keeps me quite busy.
It's a very small school.
Very tiny school. Millipedes, you know, we're not that big.
Yes. No. No, there
you
are.
Have to be careful not to step on
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, wow. Sadie. Thank you.
That's always an issue. That's the thing, because, yeah, not only do animals talk on this island, bugs and insects also talk and are sentient. And believe it or not, I mean, I even have a friend who's a bacteria. His name is Jeff. And so it's a complicated way to go about things. You just got to do your best and try not to, I mean, like regular life, you got to go about it trying to do your best and try not to do too much harm to other people and say sorry when you do mess up and, you know. Step on a friend.
You step on a friend.
Well, sometimes, I mean, you try not to. But if you step on a friend, you gotta apologize immediately.
Gotta make it right.
That's great. Exactly. It's like kindergarten. You make a mistake, you just apologize.
Exactly.
Make amends.
It's amazing how many people don't ever apologize.
Yeah.
Some people never apologize about anything that they have ever done. I don't care to be friends with such people.
Yeah.
Or put them in charge of things.
Yeah. So. Energy sucks.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is. Paul, you have quite a voice there. Are you an actor yourself?
Yeah,
I am. I'm here in LA. Yes, that's what I do in LA. I'm an actor here in Los Angeles, presently unemployed. That's what we always are, is unemployed. It's an actor joke.
More unemployed than usual.
Actor joke.
Yeah, yeah. Actors are often more unemployed than they are employed because their shows are so... But that's all right. You know, you get in line, you wait for your turn in the front of the line, and then you do your best. And sometimes you get the shot, and sometimes you go back to waiting tables.
What kind of work or projects have you been a part of? Are you part of anything...
Of you to ask, Alex. I'm part of Impro Theater, which is a theater company that does improvised genres and narrative structure improvisation. So we try to improvise an entire play in front of somebody or a group of people. And I'm also part of another group called Outpost 13, which is a online digital theater, for lack of a better description, where they do live shows and improv, and they do all kinds of different productions, including like watching movies together and they do podcasts. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, amazing stuff they're able to do now. We don't really have like electricity on the island.
How do you make the radio go?
The radio is solar powered.
Nice.
But it charges very slowly and usually only lasts for about an hour.
Oh.
So not the best thing, but that's why I only do one of these broadcasts every week, because that's the most I can do with my solar powered radio.
Yeah. I was I ordered some luggage because I wanted to go on a trip.
You know? Very nice.
I wanted to go
through Amazon?
Yeah, I did. I didn't order the trip through Amazon, just the bag.
Do you want to go on a trip to the Amazon?
Oh, that would be great. I'm just scared of bugs. No offense, Doc.
No, none taken. Very scary.
Yeah. I feel like if I go to the Amazon, there's just going to be giant flying things.
Yes, I have cousins in the Amazon. It's a dangerous place.
See, you're all saying yes. It just makes me not want to go. I feel like something. I just want to go to like San Diego. Sounds nice. Like you know, sunny, beachy.
Yeah.
Like where you go? Where are you at? I mean, it sounds like you're all in a wonderful place.
We are probably somewhere in the Pacific between Hawaii and California, though it is
Catalina's
clear.
Okay.
Because I haven't been able to get anybody who can find this place.
Ah.
And though some animals go back and forth between it, I think they're mostly operating on instinct.
That sounds fantastic.
So, yeah. But it's a lovely, mostly tropical island that I'm pleased to be. I went from one tropic island to another, you know, from Hawaii to here. So
It feels like there's not a lot of trees. Are there a lot of like palm trees?
Yeah, yeah.
Like mountains? Is it like Gilligan's Island?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff made out of bamboo.
Wow.
Pretty much everything is made out of bamboo if it's not something that washed up on shore. Yeah.
Wow.
What is Gilligan's Island?
Did you say? Oh, what is Gilligan's Island? For a second, I thought you said, this is Gilligan's Island. And I was like, yeah, this is news to me.
No, what?
That was a TV show. Mm. A television is like this electronic device where they would broadcast plays, if you will, which are on a machine that you can watch the show take place from your home.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh. And there was this one story about a castaway who were stranded on an island. And they couldn't get off no matter how hard they tried. No one ever found them. They got lots of visitors to the island, but they never left.
This is like a documentary.
It's your life, Alex.
It does sound a lot like it, doesn't it? Yeah.
How did they have a book of your life before your life?
Man, once again, I talked about, I didn't believe in magic before, but am I the inspiration for Gilligan's Island?
Does life imitate art, or does art imitate life?
Wow,
Alex, okay.
Ooh. Is that you, Paul? That sounds like a good quote for your book.
I'm writing it down.
It doesn't belong to me. Feel free.
I will quote you anyway.
Okay, great. That's great. I'm curious where you're publishing your book.
Ah, yes. We have a small printing press at Millipede University. Very small. Very small.
Yeah.
You have to be careful not to step on it.
You could crush it very easily.
I can basically hold it in the palm of my hand.
Oh.
That's the size of this printing press. And thus, the things that it prints are also very small.
Very small
for me to read without...
Mainly for the Millipede students, but I will read them occasionally to other people who wish to hear them.
Like centipedes?
I have a bit of a... rivalry with a centipede on the island. I don't like to talk about it very much.
Oh, I didn't mean to open up any baggage there.
That's all right.
That must be difficult to have someone so close by, but so antagonizing.
Yeah.
Yes, he's the Magneto to my Professor X.
They're cousins.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Did you go to same... Did you grow up together and then...
We did.
An incident.
Ooh.
Dare we speak his name?
Professor Califragilistic. He's a bit of a pompous. I don't want to curse on your podcast, Alex, but he's not a nice centipede.
No, that's terrible.
He's not nice. I've met him.
Oh.
Yes. And Sadie, I encourage you, please eat him.
Oh.
Please eat him.
Oh. He actually has appeared on the show before, and we had reached a bit of a... I felt like we had reached a bit of a state of some growth, but it does sound like you two aren't getting along again.
Oh, man, what happened?
Yes.
I am a vegetarian, but maybe I can do my business on him.
That will work.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Now,
it might take a while.
Oh.
Now, Sadie, because I think this is very interesting, and perhaps this could be helpful for your thesis, Doctor, but I mean, we all have our own personal suitcase, as it is, you know, our mental suitcase, spiritual suitcase, things that we should pack into it, things that we shouldn't. I mean, Sadie, what would you say is something that is in your suitcase?
Mm.
I would love to have a dinner party.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I would love.
That sounds really nice.
Yes.
What's keeping you from having a dinner party?
The problem is I get all set up for all of you to come over. And by the time I set up all the party, it's taken 2 weeks.
Oh.
It's too long.
Yeah.
I don't move fast enough, just like the backstage crew. I can't do it.
Yeah.
And so I get all ready for you, and then by that time, no one's interested.
Yeah. Maybe you could start 2 weeks early.
That's a wonderful idea, Paul.
I don't know.
just
start 2 weeks before. Yeah. And then, but then when everyone gets there,
you'll be,
I can't serve everyone in time.
Yeah.
We could get you roller skates. Would that help?
Oh, that might help.
Mm. I'd like to see that.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
We should go to the island's bamboo roller skate maker.
Yes.
And get you some roller skates, Sadie, and I think this could solve your problem.
I think it just might. I think I'm going to cry.
Can you roller skate?
Oh.
I will learn.
Okay.
I don't really walk much. I mostly hang from trees.
Yeah.
But I did have to come down for the backstage crew.
Mm.
The dinner party would be at the top of my tree.
Okay.
But everyone would still have to get up to the top.
Yeah,
sounds lovely.
Yes.
Sounds beautiful.
But I will roller skate in the treehouse.
It sounds like this could be a whole new, you've got a whole new thing to pack into your suitcase.
Wow.
I do.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
Yes, very good, very good.
So, and maybe getting started a little earlier would probably be
really
helpful
good
as
idea.
Well. You'll be able to have so many dinner parties now, Sadie.
You know, Sadie, I want to help out. I'm going to bring some sweet potato casserole.
You're going to come?
Sure, I'll figure it out.
Oh, I wow. sure hope so.
Will you vacation here?
I'm doing it. I'm going to, as soon as we're done here, I am going to figure out how to get there. That sounds wonderful. This is a dream come true.
Alex, this sounds promising.
I'm excited. I sure hope that you can find your way out here, Paul.
Oh, that'd be great. Like a roasted chicken.
Yes.
Oh, man. Well,
I don't want to. I realized when I said that.
It just kind of depends on who else is coming to the dinner party. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing where it's like, you know how Paul in the human world, how it's like, you got to be conscious of people's dietary needs and stuff. Like if someone, you know, is kosher or vegetarian or whatever.
Yeah.
It's similar here. Some animals eat other animals. Some animals are chickens. So it's just you got to make sure you know ahead of time who's going to be at the party.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
Yeah. My bad. I'm sorry. I wasn't really thinking.
Oh,
I
mean, it's fine. None of us.
Yeah. None of us are chickens I actually am a vegetarian now myself.
Oh.
Once I came to the island and discovered they were all sentient talking animals, I was like, well,
I only eat decayed things, so I'm okay.
Oh, well,
very useful.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And Sadie is a vegetarian.
Yep. You know what? I'm not bringing chicken.
Okay.
I'll just bring the sweet potato casserole.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
That sounds lovely.
I haven't met a sentient sweet potato yet, so I think that's a very safe choice.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. They're not very conversational.
Mm. But they are tasty.
Mm.
So if you came, Paul, and then you went home, Alex, does that mean that you would go?
If Paul could get here and he was able to leave as well, because that's the thing. I've tried to leave, you know, by rebuilding my boat, and that the tides here are crazy. You wouldn't believe it around the island.
Mm, I can imagine.
So if you were able to come here and able to leave, I would leave. I would also want to be able to come back. Oh, it's
complicated.
It is complicated.
It's quite the relationship you have.
I've been here such a long time that it has become home for me. And while I still have I'd still love to be able to leave and still dream about, you know, making it big in Hollywood.
Hey.
I don't think I'd ever want to leave if I meant I could never come back again. I don't know.
Hang on a second. You got really emotional right there. I don't think you want to go. I really don't. It sounds to me like, look how emotional you sound right now. Sounds like you're pretty happy.
You've grown roots here, Alex. You've grown roots into the ground.
Listen to the doctor.
I wonder, I mean, obviously I have my roots. Like I said, I've changed my opening song to call this place my home.
Mm. It's beautiful.
And so I don't know. I don't know.
You're the best actor on the island.
Oh, wow.
You left. Best.
There it is.
I mean, thank you.
Actor.
Thank you, but
that's
some
so
really
tall.
High praise. There's so many other great actors on the island. But I appreciate you think so much. That means a lot coming from you.
You've got Maya vote for award season this year.
Oh, wow. Do you have a big award season? Do you guys go all out? And
the Islandies?
Yeah, yes. The islandese, mm-hmm. of course. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They kind of cover all the arts in on the island.
The doctor's the head of all the awards.
Oh, they're very tiny awards. They're very small.
Very small. Almost can't see them.
Which is honestly useful because, I mean, once you start winning awards, then you have to, like, put them somewhere. And so, and usually these awards are, like, you know, a foot tall.
Oh, wow.
I'm not the islandese. I'm talking, like, you know, like back in
the
mainland, they have like the Oscars or the Emmys. Those things are big and heavy.
Yeah.
I'll take a millipede award any day.
Oh, what a compliment.
Yes, I make them with four of my own legs.
So it means a lot.
Wow.
I mean, he's got hundreds of them.
I've got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Sadie, you're up. You're nominated too for backstage crew.
Wow.
I know.
I'm rooting for you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, it was just me.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that could be, you know, your next dinner party you do. Could be an awards season dinner party.
You could guess who's going to win, you know, and fill out, like...
I can vote?
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm.
Oh, it's something to plan. Looks like you got to do some dinner party planning, Sadie.
I'm very excited.
And Paul, I've never been off this island. Is our awards, do they matter in L.A.? Do people care about them?
It's so important. If you don't win an award... in Los Angeles, I mean, what's the point?
Oh my.
It's really just about the award. It's about the drive. Mm. It's about the success, the recognition. Mm. You know, that's what most of the people here are doing here is they're trying their best to be recognized, be viewed by their contemporaries as doing great work.
Yeah. When you say drive, you mean... I understand there are vehicles and you drive. Mm. The drive matters?
The inner drive, the thing that propels you forward, the desire for success, the movement, like your desire to have a successful dinner party.
Oh.
Ah, metaphysical drive.
Yes, metaphysical drive, yes.
Come back around.
And all the way back.
All the way back around. And just in time, because it does seem like the batteries... are running low on my radio. I know. It looks like we'll be losing you soon, Paul. But
oh no!
So great to have you here.
Listen, can you just do me a favor? Can you just throw the box?
Oh yes,
back
we haven't opened it. We're gonna toss it back.
Just
in the ocean.
Keep it. Just
are you sure? Because we could throw it back in the water.
You know what? You keep it. I'm gonna use it to drive to give me some drive to get there. I'm gonna find you guys. Okay.
All right.
Find you. Don't worry.
All right, Paul. We're losing Paul, hopefully.
Bye.
Oh, no. Oh, we... Sounds like we lost Paul.
Sounds like a nice chap.
Goodbye.
Well, hopefully he can hear this song. It's time to go. The sun's setting down. The power in my radio is almost run out. So at least for now, I'm here to stay. Maybe I'll get rescued on another day. But we had some fun, we made new friends, and tomorrow is another chance to try again. Until then, we'll say goodbye. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. We did it!
Yay! That was super fun.
Ah. That was also very sweet.
So fun, you guys. We'll do those credits real quick. If you want to follow Island Life on social media, you can. It's on Island Life Pod on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's our Gmail address as well, and our Patreon. So if you'd like to support the show, you can go there. We have... such wonderful guests here today. Let's start with Paul Hungerford. Paul Hungerford, please let the people know if there's anything they should check out or where they can find you if you wish to be found.
Yes, please. I'm at, you can find me at Improvising Paul on Twitter and Instagram. You can also check out outpost13.org for my online Twitch channel, where you can see lots of different shows taking place, as well as you can check out improtheater.com and see some of our shows that are coming up.
Yes, do it. Summer Austin?
Hello. Yes, you can find me on Twitter at SOMMERAU. That's Summer Ow. And then you can find me on Instagram under my full name, Summer Austin. That's Summer with an O and Austin Lake, Texas. So all together. And then I'm going to be at a... Let's see, I'm going to be at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank on Thursday, July 30th for a virtual showcase at 7 p.m. So check it out.
You're going to be in my neighborhood.
I will be in your neighborhood.
Virtually, she'll be in your neighborhood.
Yeah. We think of each other.
Literally, it's right down the street.
Yeah, that's so fun. They're really nice there.
Yeah, that's great.
Also, is that Summer Ow, is that because you're golden?
Oh
yes, thank you. It was I definitely did it for that and not because my full name was already taken on Twitter.
Or otherwise it's just like Summer Ow.
Look, I'm wearing my midsummer shirt.
Both of them.
Oh, listeners, he is wearing,
that is very cool.
He's wearing a white shirt with green image, and it's a bunch of what look like ladies with flowers on their hats dancing around a maypole. So he is not lying. And lastly, but not leastly, Rich Baker, please tell us.
Yeah, please check out Rich Baker Coaching on Facebook. YouTube.com/Rich Baker for there's coaching resources and improv shows and different things like that. Or if you want to go see sketch comedy that I'm in, go to YouTube.com/Stronger Entertainment.
Wonderful. I'm Alex Denny. You can check me out on Alex Denny and various variations in social media on Instagram, Twitter. You can go to alexdenny.com. And our wonderful cover art is by the talented Maddie Schott. And I think that's all for now. Thanks for hanging out with us on Island Life, guys.